Hi guys, and welcome to the Differently More podcast. I'm your host, Orlan, and I'm a content creator, singer, and medical student in the UK that loves anything related to self-growth, self-development, improving your life as a whole, and manifesting the life of your dreams. I'm here to help you close the gap between you and your dreams by helping you heal and grow. You're in the right place if you're ready to look inwards to find your answers, take accountability for your future, to start living the life of your dreams while being happy and healthy, deep in your faith in the universe, and discover new tools and concepts to accelerate your growth. I am so grateful you found this podcast, and I'm sure that you'll find something here that will help you on your own journey. So with that said, let's get into this episode, shall we? I used to hate reading. I described myself as, I'm not a reader, that's not something that I do. I was an overachiever at school, still kind of am, was a very, very good student. But for some reason, reading was always the thing that I was like, you know what, I can let that go. This is not my thing. I am not going to be reading the book. I am not going to be finishing the book. And then something switched. Something changed when I was 14, 15. I discovered a book series called The Selection, if some of you might know it. And I read that series, no joke, in a week. That's like four books, five books, I don't remember how many. And I was shocked at myself. I was like, how me, the not reader, the one that hates reading, can read a book series in a week? And that's when my whole mindset around reading changed. And that's when also I think I had the first taste of how important your mindset and the thoughts that you have in your head are in defining who you are. Because I used to be like, I hate reading. I'm not a reader. And then this thing switched in my reality. And I was like, hey, actually, I can read. I am a reader. And then I changed my whole perspective. And that can go for a lot of other things. But today we're talking about reading. And in this podcast, I really want to talk to the people that are also struggling with reading and feel like, I'm not a reader, that's not something that I do, and kind of helping you with a few different reframes, a few different tips and techniques that can help you actually realize that, like, most of us are readers. Most of us in this world are readers, and it's not because you've struggled to read in school, it's not because you've struggled to enjoy books in the past that you can't now, currently, start enjoying reading and start enjoying new types of books, new genres of books, and things like that. And this podcast episode was also inspired by a reel that I did last summer that did quite well, actually, talking about this very topic. And I thought that what about making it a bit more of a longer form video, having more tips, going a little bit deeper so that there's something a bit more permanent, something a bit more searchable out there for the people like me that hate reading, or the people like me that used to hate reading or wants to be like, I want to be a reader. I want to enjoy this activity so badly. So for people that don't know who I am, hi, welcome to the podcast. I'm Orlan. I'm a medical student in the UK, currently doing a master's in tissue engineering. And I'm obsessed with anything self-development. The wind also agrees. I don't know if you could hear that. And this podcast is dedicated to you guys. It's dedicated to me helping you on your own journeys, helping you heal and grow while I heal and grow, and for me to share tips and tricks and techniques that I learn along my own journey, because I'm still learning, I'm still growing, I'm still evolving. And I just want to share this with you guys because I feel like it's much more fun to bring people along with you. And if I'm able to learn something, might as well share it. So that's the whole kind of essence of this podcast. So if you enjoy it, if you feel like you're going to might enjoy this video, please stick around and let's get into it right now. So let's first start off with like a brief story and introduction about my own personal relationship with books. I feel I've touched on it a little bit in the introduction, but let's go a little bit deeper. If you're not interested in this, that's completely fine. Honestly, you can skip it. That's just for people that like a bit more context. But if you do want to skip it, I'll put the timestamp on the screen or in the description or show notes below if you want to skip to that section. So personally, as I said, I was an overachiever, still am. I can always say was, but I'm probably still am. I'm a medical student at the end of the day. And I really could not enjoy reading. For some reason, when I was in school, like in French class or in English class, and you had to read a book, I just didn't like it. I was like, I cannot get into these stories. I can read 10 pages and it feels like 3 hours have gone by, and it's just, and I look at my watch and it was only 5 minutes, or I was relatively slow as well as at reading. It was one of those things that I think I personally, at my core, found boring. When stories were forced on us, like, you know, like, I don't know, like stories in school when you were quite young, were forced on you to just read, and then you would just discuss it in class without any going deeper. I'm talking more primary school, when you were not really going into like the literary devices and like all of kind of like the analysis of the words and the text and the history behind it. Before I discovered all of that, when I moved through school, books for me were a little bit boring. I was like, why do I want to listen to the story, read the story, when I could be doing something else that I enjoy? I could be singing, I could be doing anything else than like sitting down on a couch and reading. I also think that for me, it comes from a place that I'm quite restless. I can't just sit down and do nothing. And unless a book is really captivating, I won't be able to sit down and read it and just like sit there for an hour and just read. But I didn't know that about myself. So I just assumed I'm not a reader. All of my friends, a lot of people around me are able to read this book in a week, are able to like finish this book. I can't. So I guess I'm just not a reader. And as I said, something switched when I reached, I think, I don't remember how old I was. I might've been 14, 15. Anyways, I read the book series, The Selection. It was a romance book. And I had never looked on any romantic stories, anything like that. And I just fell in love with that genre. At the end of the day, I'm a romantic girl at my heart, at my core. And I just fell in love with that book. And I read it in like a day and a half. Like I was reading all the time. I would be on the bus, I was reading. I was going home, I was reading. I was doing my homework in like light speed and just reading. And I finished the whole book series in like a week, just over a week. And I remember finishing it and being shocked. I was like, Alain, like you're not a reader, right? But if you're not a reader, then you're technically not supposed, quote unquote, to finish a book in like a book series, like over 1,000 pages in just over a week. Like that's not something that you do. And then I realized, oh, actually I am a reader. I just wasn't the reader that appreciated the books that were forced upon me, the books that I had to read for school. But the moment that I found stories and writing styles that I enjoyed, I was like, no, actually I am a reader. I can do this. I enjoy this activity. Because clearly I can just be in my bed and read for hours on end and not be restless. And that's when I realized that actually reading is an activity that you can tailor to your own life, to your own wants and desires. Obviously, when you're in school, you're going to have to kind of follow some rules and read books that you don't want to read and analyze books that you don't really love. But for me, actually, when I kind of switched this around and realized that like reading for pleasure is something that exists, and that, you know, you can find books that you enjoy and find books that like make sense to you and bring something to you and make you happy and make you smile and teach you something or just bring you in a whole other world. That's when I really realized, oh my gosh, like I am a reader. And once that also shifted, I actually then allowed myself to appreciate a little bit more the books that I was forced to learn in school. I think that also moved at the same time perfectly with the time where we were moving more into literature rather than just like the English of the book, and looking more at like what was happening historically when this book was written, the literary devices, the use of writing, the actual analysis of the literature. And I really, really loved that part because I thought that it was really interesting and it gave books a lot more depth. I feel like if you watch this podcast, listen to this podcast a lot, I think you can understand and see that I'm somebody that really, really loves depth. I really love the layers and going to the core of things and understanding things deeply. And so for me, I didn't really have a problem with reading books that I then was going to analyze deeply, because I thought that it made the whole book a lot more interesting, a lot more cool in my eyes, because I was like, well, there's so many things that I didn't see initially. But then if I reread it 4 or 5 times, I realized, oh my God, like this little word choice was meant for a reason, because it puts you in this universe, or it reminds you of what was happening at the time, something like that. Whereas when I was younger, a lot of the times you didn't analyze it to that depth. So I was just kind of like, I'm just reading this to read this and I don't really like it. But let's now move on. Now that we have a bit more of like an overview and understanding of like my story, I just wonder if other people out there that are watching this, listening to this, have similar stories and also felt this way, felt like, you know what, I can do a lot of things, but reading is not my thing. And then later on realize that actually it's false, or are trying to debunk that sort of like identity that you've put upon yourself or that you've absorbed and, you know, think to be true about yourself, and you're trying to distance yourself from it. And I hope that this video and this podcast episode brings you what it is that you're looking for. So let's now get into kind of like my tips and my like mindset shifts that I want to share with you guys around this topic. And the first thing that I want to share with you guys is that I actually realized that saying that you don't like reading is actually a very absurd thing to say. If you actually think about it, I think you can kind of describe it as, it's as absurd as saying that you don't like eating, you don't like any food. You know, it's weird, because there's, even if you loved reading so much and you wanted to read every single book that exists on the world, you wouldn't have enough time in your life, in your waking hours of your life, to read all of the books that exist and all of the books that are created. Like there's so many books that are brought onto the market every single day, every single week, every single year, that there is no time for all of us to read all of them. And so if there's such a huge diversity of books and genres and writers and writing styles and all of that jazz, it means that there must be somewhere in there something, a genre, a writing style, a storyline, a plot, or whatever, that you're going to appreciate and enjoy and be sucked into when you read it. And so sometimes I think when we say that we're not readers, when we say, I'm not a reader, I hate reading, I feel like a lot of the times what we mean and what we actually say and what we actually mean is, I haven't found the reading style, the stories, I haven't found the genre of reading that I enjoy. Because you can't say, I hate eating, I hate all food, like all of it. I hate the nuts, I hate the fruit, I hate the bananas, I hate the carbs, I hate all of it, the protein, the starch, all of it. You can't say that you hate all of it. There must be something that you enjoy. You might love blueberries, but hate raspberries. But you can't say, I hate everything. It's the same thing. You can't say, I hate all reading. And I feel like as well, I was thinking about this when I was preparing the video and sleeping last night. I'm actually thinking, okay, Alan, you're going to say this thing, but you're not, you know, talking to the people that struggle with actual action of reading. People that have dyslexia, for example, that struggle to read, struggle to sit still, struggle to focus. And then I realized, actually, there's a lot of different types. There's a lot of different ways to read. Yes, when you say read, the first thing that you're going to think about is take a book and sit down on a little couch or something and just read with your eyes. But there's now so many beautiful options that we can use to get access to these books, to get access to these stories, and to also enjoy reading through, for example, listening. You can use a device called Speechify. You can use Audible, for example. So people that struggle with reading, or even people that like just enjoy reading but would like to read in a slightly different way, read on the go, quote unquote, you can do that with these platforms. And so you can kind of decide to break away, break free from the whole, like, I'm not a reader. What even is a reader? Yeah, maybe you have this idea that a reader is somebody that has books in their bags and reads them, but there's now so many different ways for you to read. You can read in the conventional way with a paperback book sat somewhere, but you can also read on your phone with the app, the Kindle. You can read on a Kindle. You can listen to books with Audible. There's so many ways and so many different ways to now interact with this huge, vast world that is reading and this whole vast world of content, that I think that it's unwise, inappropriate to say and describe yourself as someone that is not a reader, that hates reading, because I think that fundamentally it probably is untrue. So the other thing that I want to talk to you guys about is that one of the things that can make reading more fun as well is that you can actually decide to make your own rules. I feel like when we go through childhood and we are taught about reading, we're kind of said, okay, you're going to read this book. And then once you finish this book, let's say you go to the library, you take the book and they're like, when you finish this book, then you can give that book back and then take another book with you, right? And if you don't finish it, you can ask for an extension. And then if you finish it, then you can bring it back and then bring it back with you. And I remember, like, I'm also somebody that, like, I love rules, kind of, like, I don't really like breaking the rules. And I remember would always ask for an extension and extension and extension, being like, okay, I'm going to finish this book. I'm going to finish this book before I can read the next one. Rather than telling myself, hey, Arlen, I'm allowed to make my own rules. I'm allowed to choose my own way of reading. And what I mean by that is that you're allowed to read multiple books at the same time. If I told you right now how many books I'm reading currently, I'm reading 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 and a bit books right now. And you're allowed to do that. I know that it's not for everyone. So people will be like, that's way too much. How can you remember the story? How can you remember all of that? But for me, it's more self-development, like nonfiction books. So, you know, depending on what I need help with, depending on how I'm feeling that day, I want to reach to a different book, a different writing style, something that's going to help me slightly differently. And I realize that you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to break free from the quote unquote rules and boundaries that people have placed upon you. You're allowed to say, like, actually, no, like, I want to read my way. And that means that you can read multiple books at the same time. That means that you can decide to stop reading a book halfway. You can say, like, I don't like this book. I'm going to stop reading it forever, for right now, and I'm going to pick up in a different book that's exciting to me. I'm going to pick up a different book that I find interesting. So you can make your own rules around this. You don't have to follow what you were taught, follow what other people are doing around you. You can decide to be like, hey, clearly this way that I'm doing this thing is not working for me. How can I make this activity work for me rather than me work for it? You know what I mean? And so that is a really, really powerful mindset shift that you can use, obviously, for reading, but for so many different things in life. So many different things in life. You can actually be like, hey, I'm running after this thing and I'm always feeling like I'm exhausted and I'm out of breath. How can I sit down, be a little creative, and how can I decide that this thing is going to now start working for me rather than me working for it? And so that's something that I really want to tell you. The next thing that I want to share with you guys is actually that, like, books are meant to teach you something. They're meant to be enjoyable. They're a piece of content. So as much as you know, you're probably scrolling on Instagram, on YouTube, on a lot of different platforms that exist, on blogs, like absorbing a lot of different content, reading and books are just a different way to get content. And I feel like right now the ways that are democratized for content are the social media routes, the website pages, all of that, all of like internet related things. But books are also a whole other way to get that content. So maybe looking at it that way, being like, hey, I'm just educating myself, I'm just learning something new. Consuming content right now can also help you kind of change your mind and change your mindset around reading. And if you look at the fact that, like, books are actually meant to have a purpose, right? Reading has a purpose, and the purpose is either to teach you something or to entertain you or both. And so you can decide to be like, hey, actually, again, whenever you put a purpose behind something, whenever you have a clear reason as to why you're doing something, it's a lot easier to sustain that thing, to sustain that habit. And so if you realize that actually reading has a purpose for you, you can decide whatever the purpose is, to entertain you, to bring you to another world, to teach you something about yourself, to help you grow, to help you develop, whatever it is. You're going to actually start to realize that, like, reading has now value in your life. And the moment that something has value in your life, you're going to want to nurture it and grow with it and develop new ways of looking at it. And that's when you can also start to shift the rules around reading that you were forced to believe and forced to think to be true when you were younger. And when you start to put an actual value, an actual purpose behind the reading, you're going to be like, actually, now that I have this purpose and this value behind this activity that is reading, I now want to change the rules, because the rules that I'm following for said activity are not serving the purpose or the value of this activity that I want to enjoy now. The next thing that I want to share with you guys, again, is coming along with the vast, huge field that is reading and books. But there's so many different genres that exist. And the most basic thing, you can separate between fiction and nonfiction. And some people are very much like fiction people. I just love reading and bringing myself to a whole different universe. And within the fiction, there's so many different things. There's romance, there's fantasy, there's so many different worlds that you can explore that can bring you to where you want to go, that can take you out from this reality that you're currently in and bring you into a whole other world that is magical and beautiful and makes you dream and makes you discover new characters and new people that are audacious and go after what they want and are curious and might have qualities that you're trying to foster within yourself. And so sometimes you start reading fiction and you start being inspired by fictional characters because of what they kind of mirror back to you as to how you want to be as a person. So that, like, reading can be a beautiful, beautiful tool to also develop your own self and to continue the self-development journey, the self-growth journey. So that's already a beautiful thing. But then there's all of the nonfiction books. Like, whenever books are a beautiful, beautiful way that whenever you have a problem, whenever you have something that you're struggling with, if that's relationships, if that's your weight, if that's your food, if that's your marriage, if that's your friendships, whatever it is, there's going to be a book out there in the nonfiction world that has been written about it. And you can have 400 pages of a oftentimes an expert that has researched this for years, that's put all of their condensed knowledge in a book, and then you can buy it and then you can learn all about this thing that you're struggling with. And so readings and books are like a mine of deep, insightful information that can help you along your journey. And so again, it's absurd to say that you don't like reading, because we all struggle with something. We all struggle with something in our lives, and there will be a book that will be the perfect fit for you so that you can start learning and developing and growing in this area of your life that you're struggling with at the moment. And so sometimes, rather than forcing yourself to read A, B, C books, try to ask yourself, okay, what am I struggling with? What is something that I want to learn about? And then you can be like, okay, this is a book that I think will help me with this thing if you're a nonfiction person. And on top of that, you can read books on like history and the world and like kind of docuseries in book format. I mean, you can learn about influential people with autobiographies or biographies. So there's just a huge, vast array of books that exist. And just again, nailing back that thought that it's absurd to say that you don't like reading, because there's so many different genres that you can't tell me that there's nothing that interests you. Because if not, if you don't like reading, then it means that there's nothing that interests you at all. And then the next thing that I want to tell you guys is that a lot of the times, at least for me, I feel like whenever there's a community around something, I always feel more drawn to it. And I didn't really know at the time that there's such a big reading community. I know that it sounds dumb for people that like read a lot, but for me, I had no flipping clue that there was such a huge reading community. And then whenever I went more into reading and I was more interested in like the self-development books or like the romance books that I read or whatever, I kind of realized that there's so many YouTube videos that I can watch of people that have reviewed books or recommending books. And then I realized that that was a really interesting, fun way of interacting with this activity that is a little bit more independent. It's kind of like just you and yourself, and actually realizing that there is a whole world of content on the internet that is tailored and organized for the readers and for people that enjoy reading or enjoy a specific genre. And I felt that that allowed me, when I was first starting to read a lot more, to feel a lot more connected to the other people that were reading the same books, or just feeling like it was not such an individual activity. And there's such a also beautiful thing as to when two people read the same book and you can discuss it and you can talk about it, and it just makes it a lot more worthwhile, because then you can start to be like, okay, said person had this idea and this thought on this book, but I had a whole different perspective. I actually didn't enjoy it at all. But then you can start to like compare and contrast and have conversations. And maybe it's just me, because I love talking, I love chatting to people, I love having conversations. So maybe it's just me, but I feel like I think wrongly assumed that reading was such an individualistic activity that there was no real option, no real opportunity to actually chit chat with people that were reading the similar books to ye. But again, at the end of the day, reading is such a vast field that there's going to be communities of people scattered everywhere that enjoy similar books as you, and that's a really, really beautiful thing to do, and also to observe if you're not, you know, maybe not ready yet to dive into the whole reading department. You can actually start to see as well, like with people in your life that are readers, you can start asking them questions like, hey, like, what do you love about reading? Like, I'm always seeing you with a book in hand, you're always reading something. What do you enjoy about it? And then you could ask them, okay, like, for you, what does reading mean to you? Like, what are the rules that you follow? You know, what are the little quirks that you like about reading? Like, do you enjoy talking about it with other people? Do you enjoy discussing the plot line or whatever it is? And then you're going to realize, if you talk to multiple people, that everybody has their own way of doing said thing that was so heavily prescribed when we were younger, that you realize that you can just break free from this rule system, this sort of like environment and this way that we were taught that reading should be, and realize that you can really just make it your own. And the moment you start making things your own is the moment that it becomes so beautiful, so freaking beautiful. And yeah, I really hope that I was able to convince you guys, and not really convince you, I hope that I was able to share with you certain things that resonated with you, with the people that will benefit from this video. And I hope that through this, I've maybe inspired you to take a few different steps on your self-development obsessed girly that I just use it all the time, on your reading journey. I just thought that this was a useful, valuable piece of content for a lot of us out there. And I really, really hope that some of you can fully resonate with it and enjoy that, and just have that video that's the push that you needed to push yourself towards starting this beautiful journey that is reading, and to make it your own. And just going back to a bit more anecdotes, what am I currently reading at the moment? I'm reading The Diary of the CEO, The 33 Lessons and Laws About Life, or whatever it's called. I'm reading The Courage to be Disliked as well. That's a book that my father has recommended me, and then a few like relationship books as well. I don't remember the title. It's a book, it's fun, it's interesting, and it's just nice to be like, okay, today I feel like I want to learn about X, so I'm going to read X this book. And tomorrow, actually, I just want to be in La La Land and read this beautiful rom-com and like watch two people fall in love and be like, oh my God, love is the most beautiful thing in the world. And then just fall into that like universe and then be like, okay, tomorrow I actually want to learn about business. And then I'm just opening my Diary of a CEO book or whatever. And it's just a really beautiful thing. And all of it is reading, but it's reading that works for me. And I think that's the main crux of this video, is to inspire you to find a way of reading, find a way of interacting with this activity that is reading that works for you, rather than you working for it. So I think I'll leave it at that. I think it's a very beautiful ending. And yeah, if you like this video, please subscribe to my channel, like this video and share this video with other people that could benefit from it as well. And if you have any thoughts, any things that you would like to share with me and this community, please leave a comment down below as well. I told you the purpose of this channel and this podcast is to help people, help you guys heal and grow, but I can only do so much on my own, which is showing up every single week, twice a week to help you guys. But I really need your help. If you know that there's somebody in your life that will benefit from this video, anybody in your life that will benefit from this podcast, this channel, this kind of ecosystem that I've created, please forward them the link, send them the link so that I can help them too. I'm actively trying to create a community and actively trying to help as many souls as I can while I can. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, thank you. And so if you're one of those people, thank you. Thank you to have listened to this podcast. Again, it's a real beautiful labor of love, in my opinion. And if you could do me the huge favor of subscribing to the podcast, leaving a review, rating the podcast, it would help me hugely, again, on my purpose with this channel and with this podcast. And without further ado, guys, I'm going to go film another few videos so that you can get weekly Wednesday videos as well. And I love you guys so much. I really hope that you were able to find what it was that you were looking for here. And I'm going to go. Bye, guys. So this producer hit me up on the DM.